Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and in this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs with a male or female reference in its title. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells, and Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney together. Well, first up, The Temptations' first number one song, My Girl. Well, after recording several singles written and produced by Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr., The Temptations were teamed up with the leader of the Miracles, Smokey Robinson, who wrote the song that made The Temptations the first male Motown group to achieve a number one single. Well, My Girl was one of the songs that led Bob Dylan to call Smokey Robinson America's greatest living poet, and it was a companion piece to Mary Wells' My Guy coming up later this half hour. The Temptations were a result of a merger of two groups, the Primes and the Distance. Both groups shared the same manager, Milton Jenkins, and when each group suffered defections, the survivors were brought together to form a quintet named the Elgins. Well, the Elgins were signed to Berry Gordy's new label called the Miracle Label, but before their first release, Otis Williams, one of the members of the group, and Motown employee Bill Mitchell came up with a new group name, The Temptations. Here is My Girl, right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
with Travelin' Man, a number 32 tune from 1967. Before that, Stevie again with That Girl, number 4 from 82. And we started with that number 1 from The Temptations, My Girl, number 1 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature songs that have a male or female reference in the title. Well, coming up, Mary Wells' number 1, My Guy, number 1 from 1964. Well, My Guy became Mary Wells' trademark song for life. It was an instant classic, and hearing it for the first time, it was easy to predict that it would go to number 1. The song was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, and it managed to go to the top in the middle of the Beatles chart sweep, and it stayed there for 2 weeks until the Beatles pushed it out. This song, recorded and released in 1964, was Mary Wells at the peak of her career, and she turned 21. It was time to renegotiate her contract with Motown, and she was now married to a Motown employee called Herman Griffin. Well, he advised her to accept a large advance from 20th Century Fox Records instead of re-signing to a loyal royalty payment with Berry Gordy's company. Well, Mary was the first major artist to exit Motown, a move that would not become more common until the 1970s. Well, she only had minor success with 20th Century Fox, and over the next few years, recorded for a number of labels, but she never achieved the success she had at Motown. Here is Mary Wells, right here on Motown Memories.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Bye.
hole of Motown Memories. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Every night she walks right in my dreams. Since I met her from the start, I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Yeah, the doggone girl is mine.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine.
Tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine.
The doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time.
We're not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she says she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney together, that song was called The Girl Is Mine. That was a number two song from 1982 on the Epic record label. Before that, Mary Wells, You've Lost the Sweetest Boy, number 22 from 1963. And we started with Mary's number one, My Guy, number one from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that have a male or female reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder, Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You, number 33 from 1972. Well, the 1970s were a whirlwind of mammoth musical successes for Stevie Wonder. Albums called The Music of My Mind and Talking Book in 1972, Inner Visions in 1973, and the 2-LP 1976 masterpiece, Songs in the Key of Life, lifted Stevie to new levels of pop superstardom. A 1973 horrific automobile accident that left him in a coma for a week wouldn't slow Stevie down for very long. His unceasing creativity remained a true wonder. Here is Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories.
Mary wants to be a superwoman.
that really in her head. But I just wanna live each day to love her for what she is. She needs to leave behind. But very well, I believe I know you very well. Wish that you